proportion of any award or settlement.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí have confirmed they're investigating an incident in which a woman was approached and threatened by a man on Tuesday afternoon in Dunfanaghy. Waiting lists rose by over 10% at Letterkenny University Hospital last month. We'll have a comprehensive report. The North's First Minister repeats her call on the Communities Minister to resign after comments he made about the location of families sheltering from riots in Ballymena. And over €297,000 is allocated to 236 projects under the Local Enhancement Programme in Donegal. We'll hear from one of the recipients. Later on, Mark's here with Sports News. That's coming up at around about 5:15. But we begin with confirmation from Gardaí that they're investigating an incident in which a woman was approached and threatened by a man on Tuesday afternoon in Dunfanaghy. We understand the 18-year-old woman who was out walking was approached by a black car. A male exited the car and was threatening toward the woman. The man tried to force her into his vehicle, but she managed to escape. Gardaí have confirmed they received a report of an incident at Dunfanaghy at around 1:45 on Tuesday afternoon, and their investigations are ongoing. Waiting lists rose at Letterkenny University Hospital last month. There were 2,324 people awaiting inpatient procedures, up 12% on April, while there were 14,625 people awaiting outpatient appointments, a month-on-month rise of 11%. The figures were published this afternoon by the NTPF. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Of the 2,324 people awaiting inpatient procedures in Letterkenny at the end of May, 60 were children. The majority of people were waiting less than 6 months, but 79 adults and 2 children were waiting for more than a year and a half. The highest waiting list was in orthopaedics, followed by general surgery and gynaecology. Of the 14,625 people awaiting outpatient appointments, 1,732 were children. Again, the majority were waiting less than 6 months, but 338 adults and 68 children were waiting more than 18 months. The highest waiting lists were in cardiology, ENT, orthopaedics and respiratory medicine. Nationally, there were over 90,500 adults and 9,600 children awaiting inpatient procedures, and almost 513,000 adults and more than 74,100 children awaiting outpatient appointments.
The North's First Minister has repeated her call on Communities Minister Gordon Lyons to resign. Michelle O'Neill says the DUP minister inflamed the situation in Ballymena after posting the location of families sheltering from riots. However, she says whatever happens, parties on the executive will continue to work together.
Firstly, to say, I mean, I've made my comments very clear in terms of what I think of the minister's comments. I stand over that position. We have a unique system of governance, as you know. There are 4 parties around the executive table. We don't always have to agree on everything. So I think that we can have differences at different times, differences in emphasis, and we actually can say we don't agree with the minister's approach and still get on with governance. That's what I'm determined to do.
Meanwhile, the Deputy First Minister is urging people not to sectarianise rioters in Ballymena. Emma Little-Pengelly says the fact that much of the violence is happening in areas that identify as British loyalist shouldn't be a discussion point.
There were people from many different nationalities that were speaking to me when I was there in Ballymena. So I think we need to be very clear not to demonise and not to sectarianise particular communities in that respect, but to work with them while also standing very, very clearly to say the violence is wrong, there's no justification for the violence and it must stop. And it's in that context we will continue to discuss and to listen to people.
Meanwhile, SDLP East Derry MLA Cara Hunter has condemned a racially motivated arson attack in Coleraine. A family was forced to flee their home in the early hours of this morning. Over €297,000 been allocated to Donegal under the Local Enhancement Programme. It'll be shared by 236 projects, among them Kil Ulta in Fulcara, a centre for sustainability which promotes food sovereignty, farm-to-fork research, agricultural heritage and the Irish language. It's receiving €6,495 to improve infrastructure and help offset storm damage. Spokesperson Ethna McLaughlin says one of the strengths of community groups is they can make a modest amount of money go a long way.
Our application went in at a time after we had a lot of damage done with the storm at the beginning of the year. So we had applied to upgrade and to repair our tunnels and the glass house that we had. So we haven't seen the contract yet, but I take it that what I call what's involved in that tranche of funding is to upgrade one of the and repair one of the tunnels and to sort out the glass in the glass house.
And these are small, modest, but highly important projects within their local communities.
Oh, absolutely. I think whenever you look at the list of projects that were successful and you look at the allocation of funding, you know, you can anyway think of that concept of the loaves and fishes, you know, and that's the challenge for the County Council and the department is how do you spread this out and make it go as far as it can go. I suppose when you look at our project that we had applied to purchase the glass as part of this funding because we had over nearly 100 panes of glass smashed. So we had to. So when you purchase the glass, we do that work ourselves. The staff, we've very highly skilled staff who actually replace the glass. So it's not as if we're buying glass and then that's covering the purchase of the glass plus somebody else coming in to buy it or to do the work. It's not. So you're looking at money that with a little bit of funding actually is community groups have a knack of being able to stretch funding as far as possibly they can to benefit the works on the ground and to benefit the community.
People Before Profit say their TD Paul Murphy has been detained in Egypt during a global march to Gaza. The party says the Dublin TD, along with a group of people, some of them from Donegal, have had their passports confiscated by Egyptian authorities. They add authorities are attempting to get them to board a bus for deportation. In a video on X this afternoon, Deputy Murphy said he's refusing to board the bus.
So I'm just asking people to redouble their efforts, put pressure on your own government. So in Ireland's case, get on to Simon Harris, get on to your local TD, to ask them to pressurise the Egyptian regime to allow us to engage in our peaceful march.
Israel is shutting its embassies around the world and urging its citizens to stay alert and not display Jewish or Israeli symbols in public places. Statements posted on embassy websites, including the Dublin embassy, say Israel will not be providing consular services and urge citizens to cooperate with local security services if faced with hostile activity. A former Court of Appeals judge will chair a public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane. The Belfast solicitor was shot multiple times in front of his wife and children in their home in North Belfast in 1989. Separate examinations of the case showed evidence of collusion between the Loyalist paramilitaries involved in the murder and the British state. The North's Secretary Hilary Benn says the appointment of Harry Hickenbottom is very important.
In respect of a number of murders, if an independent judge says there ought to be a public inquiry, one will be held. This is the one case that was on that original list where that has not happened. I thought it was important that having elected a Labour government once again, we kept our word, and that's what makes this case unique.
€50,000 has been granted by the government to a teen zone in Ballybuffet. It'll be part of the development of Drumbo Woods. A play park will be developed for under-12s. There'll be an area for older people and a teenager-only zone. Deputy Pat de Cope Gallagher received confirmation of the allocation from Children's Minister Norma Foley today. Party colleague Councillor Patrick McGowan has long advocated to have such a facility put in place. Deputy Gallagher says an important part of this has been consultation with young people locally.
That's the whole idea, a playground for children under 12 and then the inclusion of the dedicated teen zone, and there will be an overall area for older persons as well in the overall context of this. So I believe that this investment is a strong commitment to our young people, and it gives teenagers their own space in the heart of a sheltered public park. They're creating a more inclusive and balanced community environment.
It's important that people get on board with this, because a lot of times teenagers are blamed for being up to no good whenever they are just enjoying the park facility, which they're entitled to do so.
Yeah, it might be a minority of teenagers who would act in that way, but the vast majority of teenagers are responsible young people, and they had an input into this because there was an engagement with the local secondary school students and the Donegal Youth Council. So I believe they will take ownership and they'll ensure that it's respected and used for the reasons that they have requested it.
The construction of a multi-million Euro modular build will get underway on Monday at Skullcullum Kill in Letterkenny. The €4.2 million development will include two state-of-the-art autism classrooms, two mainstream classrooms and three support rooms. The works were applied for under a rapid delivery scheme under a year ago. Principal Pádraig Cannon is delighted with the pace of the project.
The aspiration, of course, is always September. But the reality of the size of this particular modular project will, in effect, mean that we hoped to be moving in by December of this year or latest January of 2026. But it's under the rapid delivery scheme by the Department of Education, and I have to recommend the efforts made by the Department of Education because what they have actually done on this occasion, unlike the last occasion where we were facing a refurbishment of the existing building and a new extension and development of a new sports hall, where the responsibility fell to the Board of Management, on this occasion, under the rapid delivery scheme, the management of the project is now delegated to a centralised company called KSNPM.
Donegal County Council should be prioritising active travel schemes on the outskirts of Letterkenny and then moving in toward the town, rather than the other way around. That's according to Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, who this week called for road safety measures in Old Town, including yellow boxes at the Hideout and Lismonahan junctions, as well as traffic calming measures and a pedestrian footpath linking both junctions with the Old Town Bridge. Officials confirm that while there is no specific funding available, a safety assessment is being carried out to consider possible options such as improving road markings, traffic signals and possibly implementing one-way systems. If such a scheme can be identified, they say they will seek funding to progress it. Well, Councillor Kelly says safety measures are vitally important.
I have always said from the outset that we should be starting from the outskirts of Letterkenny, and working our way in. That's where we should be introducing our active travel, our cycleways, our footpaths, to introduce people to get out of their cars and walk into town. Listen, I suppose now the active travel has been passed. It's moving from the centre of town out, which I don't feel is right. But listen, I'm glad now today that our roads executive is going to seek funding for these two particular junctions at the Old Town and Lismonahan to try to have safety measures introduced. There's residents there that actually told me that the postman now will not drive in to deliver letters. He's having to park up the road and walk down for his own safety. So that raises a lot of concerns for me.
Meanwhile, the council is seeking to secure funding for more public lighting between Ballyrain Roundabout and the Oldfield Roundabout. The issue was raised at a Letterkenny Milford Municipal District meeting this week by Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. He was told the active travel programme for Letterkenny Town includes a scheme on the Ballyrain Road with planning already in place. Lighting provision will be improved as part of the detailed design for that scheme. But he says with no lights at all on the left-hand side of the road, there are safety issues to be considered now.
From Ballyrain School into the bottom of Del Air Road has no lights on that side, on that left hand side of the road coming in. There's a lot of people walk there that do that circuit. There's also a lot of students obviously that use the route coming out of the back of ATU, and a lot of students live in that area as well that mightn't be familiar with it. And there are dangerous patches there, particularly there at Trio Foods where the fence ends. There's a big drop there. I'm surprised they haven't had an accident there. So public lighting is very important there.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Now stocking the latest O'Neill's official Donegal GAA range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness has made three changes to his side for Sunday's crucial final group stage game in the All-Ireland Series against Mayo. Sean Patton, Dara O'Boyle and Oisin Gallon come into the first 15 in place of Gavin Mulroney, Keelan McColgan and Patrick McBurty. Jason McGee may feature as he's been named among the substitutes, but the injured Keelan McGonigal is not included in the panel. Mayo have also named their team, and there are two changes to the starting 15 that beat Tyrone 2 weeks ago. Dylan Thornton and Jordan Flynn replace Sean Moran and Bob Toohey in their lineup. Mayo know they likely need to win the game to stay in the championship, while Donegal require a win and the Tyrone Cavan result to go in their favour if they are to go straight through to the quarterfinals. 2012 All-Ireland winner Ryan Bradley says if Donegal curtail Mayo's key men, they will be in a good position.
I think they're going to have to tag Paddy Durkin. I know he's only back recently, but he's a dangerous player. If he plays well, Mayo always seem to play well, and Ryan O'Donoghue, he's very good from dead balls, but if he gets one or two over early on in the game from play, he can be hard to handle. You know, so I think they might have to tag them two players early and take them out of the game. I think that will, you know, that should help Donegal's cause.
We'll have live coverage of the match with Oisin Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne on Sunday afternoon. Throw-in at Dr. Hyde Park is at 4:00. In the other game in Group 1, Tyrone boss Malachy O'Rourke has named an unchanged starting 15 from the defeat to Mayo for their clash against Cavan on Sunday. And Derry manager Paddy Talley has named his squad for tomorrow's clash with Dublin in Newry. The Oakleafers make one change to the starting lineup from the draw with Galway as Oran Lynch returns to take his place in goals. Well, tomorrow the Donegal senior ladies team will return to action for the first time since being beaten by Armagh in the Ulster final at St Sheerness Park in Clonus. Galway are the visitors to Lifford and are coming in as one of the informed teams in the country. Donegal boss James Daly is well aware of the difficulty of the task that lies ahead.
They lost an All-Ireland final last year. It wouldn't surprise me if they won it, if they won All-Ireland this year, because they have 10, 12 really, really seasoned players who are right in the prime, and that's what you need. You need those girls, and they answer the call to Galway time after time. So they're a really good team, and our job is to try and do a job and then try and slow them down, frustrate them a wee bit, turn the ball back out, and then when we get a chance then try and get the other side on transition and get the ball in behind and get a few scores ourselves.
To soccer, the SSE Air Trustee League returns tonight after the mid-season break. In the First Division, Finn Harps welcome Wexford to Finn Park. The Balbuffet side are winless in seven, but former Harps manager Anthony Gorman says tonight's opponents haven't been firing on all cylinders either.
After a positive start by Wexford, they've sort of tailed off a wee bit. They themselves have only won one game in the last six. But you would expect that Wexford would go to Finn Harps in a fairly buoyant mood, given the fact that their opponent has so many issues in terms of injuries and in terms of young players and a depleted squad. But all Harps can watch for is that they, rejuvenated over the break, that they're going in fresh, that, they've hit the reset button, and they can go on an even playing field against a Wexford team who, again, themselves haven't been in great form.
Dermot Doherty will be providing updates from the quarter to eight kickoff at Finn Park. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Dundalk are at home to UCD, Bray go to Treaty United, and Athlone host Kerry. In the Premier Division, Derry City will return from the mid-season break by welcoming Galway United to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. The County Stripes went into the break with back-to-back defeats to Bowes and Shamrock Rovers, and boss Tiernan Lynch says his team are ready to put those results behind them.
We know that we have to perform and we have to get a result. I didn't think we were particularly bad. I thought we weren't great first half against Bowes, but I thought second half we were much better and probably should have got something from the game. We were hugely disappointed, obviously, in the manner and way the game started. But listen, it's over and we move on. And it's up to us now to go and put it right.
In other Premier Division games, there's a Dublin derby between champion Shelburne and league leader Shamrock Rovers. St Pat's welcome Drogheda United to Richmond Park, and Bohemians make the trip to face Cork City. It's understood Liverpool have agreed a fee for Florian Wirtz, which could rise to a British record £116.5 million. The Premier League champions have been in discussions with Bayer Leverkusen for the German international, and he is expected to complete a move to Anfield next week. In golf, play is underway on day two of the US Open. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry both have work to do if they're to make the cut. They'll tee off together from 25 past 6 this evening with McIlroy 4 over and Lowry 9 over. JJ Spawn still holds a one-shot lead on 4 under ahead of his second round later. Leona Maguire's level par after an opening round of 72 at the Meyer LPGA Classic in Michigan. The Cavan woman begins her second round shortly before 6. In darts, Keane Barry and Willie O'Connor are back in action at the World Cup of Darts in Frankfurt tonight. The pair are due up on the hockey just before 7:30 as they take on Xiao Chen Zong and Li Hao Wen of China. In horse racing, there's a 7-race card currently underway in Cork, where Donegal jockeys Luke McAteer and Patrick McGettigan are competing. There's also a 7-race card at Ferry House. Dylan Brown McMonagle has rides in all the races there this evening as he looks to continue his fantastic form of late. And elsewhere, Oshinor and Brandon Wilkie are both in action across the water in York. Finally, it's nearly that time of year again. Next weekend sees the Donegal International Rally take place around the county. We'll have a rally preview of the event on Highland Video Saturday Sport tomorrow evening between 5 and 6. Joining us live in studio to look ahead to the action will be four-time international winner Rory Kennedy and 2017 national winner Damien Gallagher. Tune in for that tomorrow evening just after 5 here on Highland. That's all your sports news for today, but don't forget we'll have live updates from Harps Clash with Wexford from 7:45. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. The Taoiseach says he'll meet with the family of Dennis Donaldson following their renewed calls for a public inquiry into his death. Former IRA member Donaldson was shot dead near Glenties in 2006, less than 6 months after disclosing he was an MI5 and PSNI informer. No one's been identified for his murder and a Garda investigation is ongoing. An inquest into his death has been adjourned over 25 times. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the Donaldson family can refer their concerns to FISRU, but he says he will take the time to meet them.
You know, we should be very clear, it's the people who carried out the murder that bear the responsibility here fundamentally. And that is the case in all murders. And yes, we have to examine whether security and policing could have been optimal in given situations. But in many instances, the police forces have been under extraordinary pressure.
Uisce Éireann is warning impending warmer weather may leave supplies in Donegal under even more pressure. It comes as a hosepipe ban in place for Milford, Kerrykeel and Remelton has been extended for 7 weeks until August 4th. There are now 21 locations across the country in drought status, some of them in Donegal. Damien O'Sullivan is Uisce Éireann's Water Network Operations Manager for the county.
Annual trends show that generally our lakes recharge in the winter time. Unfortunately, 8 of the 9 months weather, since from September right through to May, we've seen below average rainfall in around 60% apart from April. So that meant that we were heading into the summertime in Loch Columbkill in Milford, which substantially reduced lake levels. So, and as you said there, you quite rightly point out, we've had, as people understand, it's been raining cats and dogs in recent weeks in Donegal here. But look, it can take weeks and months of that rainfall to recharge the lake at Milford. So look, we are, and as you quite rightly point out, the forecasts do indicate a likely return to warmer and drier weather, and that will put the lake under pressure again.
Agus an is an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Sé mar maithas a Colm Ferriter an tseolann na príomhscéaltaí. In é dógar údaras na gcéaltachta an éistíocht capaitil den bhéid cathair pointe a 55 billiún euro chun obair úsgradaithe agus achcuirthe riachtana a dhéanamh ar infrastructúr farc go ró gidóir an farc intríochta is mó sa gcéaltacht. Tá feachtas náisiúnta tiomsaithe airigid seolta ag glóir na gael a bhráth cairn faoin tuigil na dún de thuaile chun tagaíocht a thuairt don chorann dearg na Phalastíne. Chorann an chorann dearg seirbhíste éigeandála leighis cúram áthracháir agus codú déanúil ar fáil in Gaza áit bhfuil ga praineach agus leanúnach an fuilathair. Tá cánrú na Gaeilge ag agra ag agrú i his spragúil macnamh agus plé ag tionnal géalteachta imdiana ar an chláchan dia ag an níl le déag na mí meitheamh le plé ar achtas na géalteachta ó ní déag seaartmhúdí ar aghaidh ag inniuchú stara tréimhse athraithe sa ghluaiseacht chun an géalteachta chosaint agus a chríomhnú bheith plé panel an leis an chréaltóir ainneoin í Fréslein le hurlóirithe géalteachta Lilla Soléirí, Clíonna Ní Gallagher, Senan Mackey agus Andrew de Butlair, Iligí Láthair le Tuairimí agus Léargas, Eitiúil ar na dúchlein atá scór na géalteachta a thuairt agus a phlé. Tá tionnal géalteachta fiche sa cúig a reáchtáil a cánú na Gaeilge ar an chláchan lia imlíonna idir an níol le déag agus an dar na leas fi den mhí seo. Tionnal thar caafé agus kenaltas sésiún ólais agus plé a bhainean le néaltrú na Alzheimer's ag anad níomh pádraig dealúin an tríú le agus fi den mhí seo idir a dáhéaga clog agus a leathaine a haon tróna. Agus bé seas le abhcóideachta na ngéal ar siúil ar an cédaín ar an cúigil le agus fi daí meitheamh mai leathe clia. Is le stácaireachta é seas a reáchtáil go bhliantúil ag conrú na Gaeilge chun éileamh pobal na Gaeilge agus na Gaeltachta a chur ó scór polaiteúirí agus anadíthe pobal na tíre. Sin ba thuid se Eli go léir slán agus bannacht.
I'm sure. Largely dry this evening with a mix of sunshine and cloudy patches, perhaps the odd shower, all in mostly moderate southerly winds. Dry at first tonight, but showers will develop later. Some turning heavy with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Showers prolonged in some eastern areas. Lowest overnight temperatures 11 to 13 in light southeast or variable breezes. A mostly cloudy start tomorrow with showers or longer spells of rain. The showers will continue in the afternoon and evening with some brighter sunny spells developing. Maximum temperatures on Saturday 14 to 18 degrees Celsius with a moderate westerly breeze developing. Looking at the closing headlines on this Friday evening, Gardaí have confirmed they're investigating an incident in which a woman was approached and threatened by a man on Tuesday afternoon in Dunfanaghy. It happened at around 12:45. An attempt was made to force the woman into a car, but she managed to escape. Waiting lists rose at Letterkenny University Hospital last month with a 12% increase on those awaiting inpatient procedures and an 11% rise in those awaiting outpatient procedures. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has been detained in Egypt during a global march to Gaza. The party says the TD, along with a group of people also taking part in the march, some of them from Donegal, have had their passports confiscated by Egyptian authorities. However, they're refusing to board a bus for deportation. And a former Court of Appeals judge will chair a public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane, and the Belfast solicitor was shot multiple times in front of his wife and children in their home in North Belfast in 1989. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 13th of June. The death has taken place of Annie McCall, Ní McDermott, Mina Quing Guidor, formerly of Castle Baldwin, Sligo. Her remains will repose at her home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Rosary Nightly at 8. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluce, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. The death has taken place of Mary McElhenney, Lower Meva, Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there to Holy Trinity Church, Carrigart, for a service of thanksgiving for Mary's life at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Interment afterwards in the family burial ground. Shuttle bus in operation until 9 o'clock this evening. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Grace McBride, Downings, late of Philadelphia. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny at 6 o'clock this evening, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. There will be a service of thanksgiving for the life of James Russell, Ballyhaig, Tralee, County Kerry, formerly of Chirargus Church Hill, tomorrow afternoon in St Columbus Church, Church Hill at 3 o'clock. It'll be followed by the interment of his ashes in Garton Graveyard. And the death has occurred of Roisin McPhillips, née Deary, Ella Beg Burnfoot, formerly of Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Roisin's remains will repose at her son Jonathan's residence at White Hill Road, Muff, today until 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning at 10, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House strictly private to family, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.